So I want to finish out with your thoughts about, again, the Olympiad data. I see that you have a patient who actually, 40-year-old woman, who actually participated in the study. It looks like she was on it for about 9 months. I had, I guess, initially stable disease, minor response. I was curious, though, what happened with her tolerability-wise. I see she had some GI problems, some neutropenia, and what your experience is. If, I don't know how much experience you have right now with olaparib or PARP inhibitors in breast cancer in terms of tolerability.
This particular patient, as you said, had a recurrence after chemo. She's triple negative with a BRCA1, a classic Ashkenazi BRCA1 mutation, and had a recurrence a few years after adjuvant chemotherapy. In his first line, she was on that trial and got randomized to olaparib and had a little bit of a response, but on it for 9 months. You know, she had some mild diarrhea and fatigue, and but she continued to work, and the neutropenia really wasn't a clinically significant problem. I mean, this is triple-negative breast cancer. You know, the alternative is chemotherapy or a trial. Compared to chemotherapy, the olaparib was quite appealing. I thought it was very much of a win for her, and I'm glad the trial was positive and the drug will be approved for breast cancer. I mean, it's unfortunately, the hope had always been that PARP inhibitors will work outside of the BRCA1 and 2 mutation carriers, but that, at least so far, that doesn't seem to be the case. You know, clearly for this particular subset of breast cancers, it's an active drug, and I think the tolerability is fine, you know, relative to what else we use in the metastatic setting. So I think it's a good thing for our patients that that drug will become available for BRCA carriers. And, you know, we're still, I think many investigators are still working hard to try to figure out, can you use these drugs to, in combination with other agents to work outside of the BRCA subsets?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was telling Dr. Robeson of our experience in doing CME in ovarian cancer. We work with your colleague Ursula Matulonis a lot, for example. And of course, in ovary, it's a very different story. It looks like maybe everybody benefits, but you know, it's a completely different cancer. I'm curious right now, the way you're thinking through your clinical algorithm, if olaparib is approved, as you say, it seems like it should be, for both triple negative and ER positive, HER2 negative, where do you think you're going to be thinking about olaparib?
In terms of line of therapy?
Yeah, with BRCA germline patients.
I think it's probably going to be first line. At least that'd be my I mean, you know, we always want to use the least toxic therapy that is active. And, you know, none of these drugs have shown survival benefits. So I don't think the schedule is so important or the sequence is so important. So for triple negatives, I would probably use it first line. For ER positives, you know, the benefit actually was a little less, it looked like, in Olympiad. And so I still would stick with hormonal therapy first and use that as a way to stave off chemotherapy once patients have progressed on hormonal therapy.